This is an I Am Listening exclusive podcast.
Just set out what you want to do and like take the steps to get there.
Yeah.
I think there was a time when, probably when I was in sixth form or when I started university, I was just sort of ambling through life.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to have like that vision in the future.
Yeah.
And otherwise you're just left without structure and you just end up in a place that you maybe don't want to be.
You are listening to the Don't Be a Stranger podcast. On each episode, I'll be travelling across the UK to interview members of the general public anonymously on various topics that crop up in all of our lives. Psychological studies have even suggested that when in conversation with a stranger, they can actually reveal more information than to someone in their own social circle. So whilst I traipse across the UK in locations such as parks, cafes, seasides and high streets, you can sit back, relax and listen to the tales and perspectives of the members of our general public. Today's episode is about success. It's a topic that means something different to everybody. To some, success may mean reaching your goals, such as getting a new car, the perfect house, or a dream job. Or maybe success to you is something along the lines of beating your personal best on a run, overcoming an insecurity, or just finding your happiness. No matter what your idea of success is, at times it can be very easy to compare your life and achievements to somebody else's. And although platforms such as Instagram have the power to elevate and motivate you and your goals, it does make it easier than ever to compare your life to somebody else's. I often have to remind myself that Instagram posts is not a person's real life. It's usually the highlights and the best bits. Success isn't something anybody just wakes up with one day and posts about it. It takes time and often a rocky journey to reach it. I can't stress enough that everybody has ups and downs with success in life. Let's look at Oprah Winfrey, for example, arguably one of the most successful female television hosts. But did you know that her first ever job in television ended abruptly after the producer declared she was, get this, unfit for television? Ironically, it's probably the producer who was in the wrong job. It's time to celebrate rejection as redirection and focus more on enjoying the journey to reach your idea of success rather than looking ahead at the end goal. Let's explore how members of the public strive for their own definition of success. Let's see what success means to this stranger. If I said the word success to you, what comes to your mind?
I guess being happy. That's pretty much it, I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be about money. It doesn't have to be about making your mark in life. It just, whatever you do to make yourself happy.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because I've googled what does success mean, and it's the accomplishment of an aim or purpose.
Right.
And I was saying to my mum, because my mum's right there, I was saying that like actually I think it could be like the happiness as well, and it's not always just about achieving something, because someone's always going to do something bigger and better than you.
Well, that's true, but also you get into a loop where you're never satisfied.
Yeah.
So you get to one point and you keep going in the next point and the next point and the next
yeah.
point, and it's what point are you actually happy with yourself if you're always trying to do the next thing and the next thing and
yeah.
next thing. Sometimes you've just got to be.
Definitely.
There's nothing wrong with just hitting a certain point in life, and that's it.
So, based on the definition that you've just given, would you say that in your life you've been successful overall?
Fairly. Ups and downs a little bit, but it's a journey, right? So, I guess the aim is to be more consistent.
Yeah.
In it.
So is there, well, you said ups and downs, obviously, like, you're not always going to be, it'd be amazing if we all did feel amazing, like, 100% of the time, but have there been any moments that you felt that feeling, like, examples that you felt like that feeling of success that stand out to you?
As an example, so I'm a practicing Buddhist, okay?
Oh, okay?
So if you take that as an example, so maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I was very disciplined.
Right.
And very structured in my approach to what Buddhism is about.
Yeah.
And therefore my level of self happiness in here and satisfaction overall in life was probably a lot greater to what it is now. For whatever reason, I stopped that level of practice, and since then I think I'm
really
yeah
Yeah, that's very interesting. So it does work then.
Yeah. I used to walk around with a big smile on my face and, you know, everyone's beautiful type thing. So it's still that to an extent, but not as much as it used to be.
Is there any reason why, like, you don't, if it's something personal, it's absolutely fine, you don't have to say, but is there any reason why that you sort of changed that mindset? Because when you talk about you're smiling, so it seems like something that you would, like, work.
I got spooked by the change. It mentally changes your approach to life, and you start to feel different in here, and that sort of, I think I wasn't ready for that.
So I think at some point in your life you would go back to it, or
trying very hard. Yes,
a lot easier said than done though, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's a lot easier first time round. The second time round is a lot more difficult. So yeah,
I guess because I obviously wouldn't know because I haven't ever like practiced Buddhism, but I guess it's because you've discovered it the first time, and the second time it's like you're trying to,
yeah, the first time you're open and everything's new and you're excited by it, so you push quite hard to get a change. Second time round, there's a lot of expectation weighing on your mind, and you think you know what's going to happen.
So what did you want to be when you were younger?
I couldn't say one thing. Depends how, what do you mean by younger? Six, seven?
Yeah, when you were little, what did you want to be? Not everyone has anything, like.
Probably a stunt, first memories was probably a stuntman, right?
Oh my God. Why did that, like, appeal to you?
Have you ever seen a TV show called The Fall Guy?
No, I haven't.
Do you know an actor called Lee Majors?
Yeah, I have heard.
So Lee Majors, so he did a fairly successful TV show for a few years called The Fall Guy, and that was about an LA stuntman. And I think, but back in the 70s and 80s, the stunt industry went through a bit of a popularity. Right. Like, it was very popular to feature them in movies and that sort of thing. So I think as a little lad, it looked very quite exciting.
So do you mind asking, like, what do you do now for a living? Or what did you ever become the stuntman?
No. So now I work for newspapers.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. It's not that. It's IT.
So would you say that as you've gotten older, it might just be where your passions change, or do you think when you were younger to when you've, like, got older and become an adult, has your idea of success developed or changed?
Yeah, well, because you mentally, I think you just went with... I mean, it turned out I was quite good at mathematics and that sort of thing. Yeah. So you go with what you find quite easy in life, yeah.
So the last thing I was going to say is, have you got any advice? This doesn't have to be about success, but have you got any advice that you would give, like, or that you wish you'd known sooner, or you would have given your younger self?
Take your time. Breathe. Don't get sucked in.
I think it's very easy to do that in, like, this society.
Yeah. Look, always look. Learn about the past and just try and find yourself. Don't spend too much time on the internet. Read more. Basically, look backwards a little bit. Learn about history. Learn about alternative cultures.
Yeah. So, obviously, I'm going to sound like really... So, I agree with what you're saying, but I'm thinking for people listening, when... Because, obviously, we always hear, like, read more, don't go on your phones. Yeah. Do you have, like, a reason why that would benefit you more?
You just learn more. You tend to take it in. Organically, I think reading is a better medium than using the internet. And... Plus, with books, they go into a lot more depth, and there's a higher standard. They're written to a much higher standard. Someone's gone through, written them, and then someone else or a number of people have then read through them and made changes or suggested changes. They've proofread them. Whereas on the internet, you can read any website, but there's no way that you know that information is correct or where it's coming from. So the other piece of advice, if you're going to read that, then qualify your sources. So if somebody says that, understand why they're saying it and where they're getting it from, and follow that up. So read, follow their sources.
Let's get to our next guest on today's episode. This was taking place in Brighton. Can you tell I love it there? I caught up with a lady waiting for her husband to finish shopping on the high street.
So when you think of success, what would come to your mind?
Happiness, goals achieved, having drive, having ambition, getting where you want to be.
Right, yeah, I think that's pretty much it, because if you, like, Google it, it's just like the purpose of, like, achieving something, but not many people say happiness and stuff like that. It's normally like setting a goal with, like, money or getting your dream car, your dream house or something like that. So based off the definition that you've just made yourself, would you say that you've been successful in your life?
Gosh, interesting question. Yes, I'd say success isn't linear though, and it isn't a constant, so it rises and it falls. Yeah. So there are periods in your life where you feel more successful than others.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm I feel pretty content and pretty successful and pretty pleased with that drive and ambition. But how do you measure success? Is success professional or personal?
Yeah.
Or is success family-based? Or is success all about work, all about life? I think life changes, doesn't it? So what's important to you at different times in your life is very different. I've got two children, so, and I've got a big job, and balancing that sometimes is really difficult.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it might be a bit of a balance of both, but the reason why I'm doing it on this episode is because I think with, especially for my generation, social media and outside influences make you think that success is just reaching these goals of like having these dream houses, dream cars. And I think there's like a lot of, not on everyone, but particularly young people.
But I think there's also a portrayal of success that our young people are subjected to. I've watched Love Island for the first time.
Oh, it's the first year I haven't watched it.
So I'm 47. Never seen it before, but I'm a teacher, so some of my secondary kids will watch it. So the kids are subjected to this profile on social media. It's all about Instagram, it's all about the likes, it's all about the follows. And I was stunned by Love Island. It's transfixing and it's addictive, but it's also what they're watching. That's what they think is reality, and it's not.
So what do you do now?
So I'm a head teacher of a large secondary school. And I always wanted to be a head teacher, so I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I was a PE teacher to start with for 15 years, and then I was a deputy head teacher. And then a head teacher is my dream job, and I feel grateful and lucky every day to wake up and have my dream job.
So obviously you've got the position that you want now. I think we touched on it a little bit earlier. There were probably points where it wasn't all going perfect. Is there like any advice that you had now been in this position that you could give yourself at that time where like it wasn't all going smooth sailing and you kept on going?
I think I wish I'd been a little bit more patient. Get the balance right, because home and work are important. At one point I think I had that balance wrong, and that changes your perspective of life and it makes you less of a complete person because you don't understand other people. Whereas if you take a bit more time to self-reflect, then you understand others as well.
So obviously that's what you wanted to do when you were younger. How did you like stay motivated? That's quite like a long period of time to have this goal. How did you stay motivated to meet that goal?
I've always been very determined, very driven, very well supported. I've been quite specific about what it is that I wanted to do and the way that I wanted to do it. And I think what I've realised is the importance of authenticity through that as well. So being true to yourself.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely, because I'm like, I find that like amazing, that because I'm always changing my mind on what I'm doing. So when I hear someone that's like wanted to do something they've younger and they've like stuck to it, I just think that I'd love to know like how that mindset is. That's like amazing.
It's good and it's bad though. Yeah, because if you've got lots of different career choices, then you try things, don't you, and you get a bit more life experience. And also you learn a lot from mistakes or failure or job applications that haven't worked. Whereas I've been through a route and I've always been not always successful in every job application, but I've known what I wanted to do. Sometimes I think I wish I'd taken a gap year, or I wish I'd done something that made me wing it a little bit.
If it makes you feel any better, that's what I've chosen to do. And then it never happens how you plan it, because I've obviously chosen the worst year to do a gap year with COVID. With COVID and everything like that. So there's always the what ifs, but then you also try that route and it may not ever work out how you planned it. So.
But it's all about finding the positives as well, because COVID has been incredibly negative in so many ways, but we've learned so much so quickly about ourselves, about our work practice, about our life, about our families. So I think you've got to, I'm definitely a person that finds the positives.
Let's get to our next stranger on today's episode. This was taken place in Radcliffe Square in Oxford, and I interviewed a tour guide who had just started his own business. So to be honest, couldn't really have picked a better person to ask what success meant to him.
When you think of success, what comes to your mind?
I guess it's each person's personal goals. For me, it's just about sort of being happy. You know, for me to be happy, I've just started my own business, so I'm kind of striving for success at the moment. But it would just be so in those sense, it would just be for me to sort of my business to grow, for me to make a sort of a good earning, a good living off it. So that's my sort of destination of success at the moment. But I guess once I've achieved that success, then you never stop striving for different success. So I'm just brainstorming here, but that's what I'd say.
No, it's quite nice to hear you say the word happiness, because I think a lot of people, you did touch on the fact that success to do with striving for a goal like businesses or stuff like that, but also I think it's different to everyone, but it's quite easy just to always aim for a certain goal when actually it could just be something as simple as happiness. You said about you started a business. What's your business in?
So my business is Tom's Tours of Oxford. So I've just started doing walking tours of Oxford. I recently graduated, but I didn't want to sort of sign my life away to an office job. So I live nearby. My brother's out here at Oxford studying. So I've sort of always loved coming here. So I decided to put my own tour together and show people around the city because it's the kind of thing I just enjoy doing. I like talking to different people and meeting different people. So that's my business. It's just started. There's good days and bad days. There's lots of competition. So just really trying to get my slice of the pie, get my name around and get people on the tour. So that's my business.
Wow, that's amazing. What did you study at uni?
I studied French and Spanish.
Right, okay.
So that's kind of, again, I like talking to different people. And the idea actually came from, I've been here in Oxford a lot, and there's lots of Spanish tour groups and French tour groups, but the tour guide's always Spanish or French. So I think it's nice to have a local perspective on things,
definitely.
But obviously this summer's not been the best summer for foreign tour groups. So I've started doing it in English. It's going okay so far.
Yeah.
But yeah, really just trying to grow it gradually, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess this podcast is also, I see it as like starting a business as well, because you've got to do everything that you would do, starting a business. And this is the worst possible year to be doing it. But you've got to start somewhere. And I feel like if you keep waiting for COVID to be over, it's just, I feel like it's never going to be over at this rate. It's so fair play for actually doing it. When you were younger, what did you want to be?
I suppose it kind of changed. When I was really young, probably the obvious one is just a footballer. I just loved football, still do. And then I think when I gradually got older, there was a time when I wanted to be a forensic scientist.
Oh my God, that's very different.
Yeah, when I like did early chemistry, I was like really interested. And then it got a bit hard and I was like, well, maybe not. And then I started enjoying languages and then I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then now I'm doing this. So it's just gradually changed, I suppose. I suppose now my dream job would be doing this the whole time, but actually making money off it and it being really good. But I suppose it's changed. I've never had that one goal. It's always been different things.
How do you stay positive? Because obviously you're going up to a lot of people. Some are saying no. I've got the same thing and I find it hard to stay positive sometimes. So how do you stay positive and motivated to carry on with what you're doing?
Yeah, sometimes it's really difficult because sometimes I turn up and like there's no one on the tour, but because I'm just starting off, obviously. Yeah, sometimes I probably don't stay positive. Sometimes I might sulk for a bit. But, you know, literally, when someone turns up, you might be having the worst day, and then you'll talk to some people. Probably some people who you're like, they're probably not going to say yes, but I'm just talking to them anyway. And then they might say, yeah, we're really, 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 really interested. And I know from experience, I just lifts you so, it lifts you so much.
Yeah.
So to have that thought constantly in your mind, that the next person you talk to could be the one, that really helps. And also the fact that, I don't know, I know I've got a lot of friends and family that believe in me and that say I'm doing a great job, but I'm working really hard and I don't want to let anyone down, and their kind of sort of faith in me keeps me going, really.
Yeah.
So it's a mix of sort of that reward if you know you do get it right, if you do get something that goes your way, and also just the desire and want to keep going because you want what you're doing to succeed, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, it's really difficult a lot of the time, isn't it?
I like what you said about how you're waiting for the next person, and that could, I think that's just like with life though, to anyone, because not everyone's starting up a business. And I think that something can be going really, really bad, and then within one conversation or 1 minute, it can all just completely flip and do like a 360. So
yeah, some days I'll have like an hour and a half on the street, no one's interested, and then within the space of 5 minutes, like I've got like five people interested.
Yeah.
So that can happen, and you just got to hope that it does. And some days it won't, but some days it will. It's just you've got to keep going and tell yourself. For me, even in my business anyway, it's early days. You know, there's always, you know, you can't expect to have like a well-being business within a few weeks, can you? So you just got to keep at it and keep going and hope it succeeds.
Last thing, you can take a little bit of time to answer this if you want or straight away, but if you had any advice that you'd give your younger self, this isn't about success, this is about anything, what would it be?
I've never been the most sort of organised or sort of, motivation's maybe always been a little problem for me.
I feel like it is for everyone though, and anyone that says they're motivated 100% of the time isn't.
It's a bit of a cliche, but like, just set out what you want to do and like, takes the steps to get there.
Yeah.
I think there was a time when, probably when I was in sixth form or when I started university, I was just sort of ambling through life.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to have like that vision in the future, and otherwise you're just left without structure and you just end up in a place that you maybe don't want to be.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't know if I'd follow this advice because, you know, I'm humans, I suppose, and I am naturally a lazy person. But I think it's just to have that structure and those like end goals.
Yeah.
And then think about how you can work towards them, I suppose. Yeah.
It's now time to hear what our final stranger on today's episode's opinion on success is. If you listened to the happiness episode, you may remember a stranger who recommended Hector and the Search for Happiness. Now, not only did I ask him about happiness, I also interviewed him about success. He had a lot to talk about and I'm here for it. So let's get into what his opinion on success is and how he strives to his own definition.
We've got a collapsed chair next to us. We're currently
flopped.
Yeah, the chair has flopped. The most embarrassing part is that those people over there saw me flopping it. Like, I sat down on it and it just collapsed. And I just didn't know whether to laugh or cry because I'm on my own at this point. Like, I didn't know what to do. But I feel like where the setup got worse and worse, so did my confidence. And then this lovely stranger has come over and been my absolute saving grace. He came over at the beginning, before I even had my sign up, actually. So you just sort of came up and just wanted to...
I saw the mics, assumed that you were doing a podcast or something like that.
Yeah, I definitely appreciated that you recognised it was a podcast straight away because you were the only person that has. I think a lot of people think I'm being in a band.
I was hoping it wasn't a music session, if I'm honest. I had to make sure that it wasn't a music session with your floppy chair.
So our first question is, what do you think that success means to you? This can be absolutely anything.
I think to me, success is just finding something that fulfills you. Anything more than that becomes very, very complicated. It's like the old adage, comparison being the thief of joy. You look at social media these days and around us, so many people are doing these amazing looking things, but in reality, their experience is really different from what you perceive it to be.
Definitely.
So it's just doing something that you actually enjoy and feeling good about it.
The next thing is, what do you do now?
So I predominantly work in video, shoot music videos a lot, photography as well, but yeah, predominantly video stuff.
That's so cool. It's quite interesting because I was going to go to uni and do like TV and film production, and then I didn't, and now this is what I'm doing, sitting in parks doing podcasts, but we move. Yeah, I find that quite interesting. Do you have specific thing you're more interested in, or is it like music videos, film, TV?
I guess, like I say, predominantly it is music videos, but there is a path with it all. So for something like adverts and music videos, you get to be really experimental. So that's kind of where I'm focusing now.
Yeah.
And then you get to use those ideas later. So you get to flesh them out for a feature film one day, but you need to have the experience of having tried those ideas in smaller projects and controlled settings.
Right. Okay. So when you were younger, is that what you wanted to do?
When I was younger, like, I mean, when I was a teenager, I used to watch probably like 2-3 films a night. I loved films so much, and it was an inaccessible industry for me, really.
Bit of a filmaholic, yeah.
But I just thought, how are you going to become a film director? Like, how are you going to get given £300 million to go make a film? Like, it's so impossible. And I just wrote it off and I never tried it. I just bought a camera when I was working as a chef. I had no real life anymore because it was so antisocial.
Yeah.
The hours that I was working, I was starting at 6 in the morning, finishing at like 11 at night. I had loads of money left over because I wasn't going out or doing anything. So I bought a camera and I started shooting some night stuff and some gigs, and it just came from that. People started asking me for more and more of that, and I stopped cooking and went into that. So
where you got to put aside the cooking,
and then the next thing I knew, I met a really great director of photography, and he asked me to come along on some of his sets. He said he'd train me up for not a paid role or anything, his assistants. And on the first shoot we went to, on the second day, his assistant didn't turn up, and he was like, do you think you could do it? I was like, the last thing he said to me last night was, don't worry, you can't learn it all in a day. So, we're going to have to cancel the shoot if not. That's why I did it. And I've been working with him since.
Oh, my God.
It was all about luck, but putting yourself in the position, much like you have today, sitting in the park, like, you've got to put yourself out there for it. Why I had to come back is walking past you and like, just to hear you say, COVID and everything else, and like, obviously you can't really do it at uni, there's no way to do it, and that would stop most people, you know. Most people would wait until COVID's over.
I've been wanting to do this for like 2 years, but I was at sixth form and it was just so busy, and always plan ahead and be like, I'll do this then, and for a lot of people it just never happens, and I feel like I actually just need to get up and do it.
And take the losses as well.
The next question was like bucket list. Some people, I personally quite like the idea of it, but some people hate it. Do you have a bucket list? Would you ever have one, or do you think they're good?
My bucket list is quite broken.
Broken?
I mean, unrealistic, I guess, maybe is the better word for it. But I think it's massively important. If you're not setting yourself goals that seem impossible, then you'll never get to do anything that's that big. You know, like everyone that I know that's gone through like big successes in life, like it was stacked against them and it didn't look possible at all when they've ticked it all off. And I look back at the things that I've done and I realize how crazy some of it is. Mm. And like, wow, how did I find myself in that situation? Okay, maybe I can find myself in some crazier situations. So my bucket list has got quite big.
Are there any like standout situations when you say that?
What, past situations?
Yeah.
So we were shooting Boomtown Festival at one point.
Oh my God, I've always wanted to go to Boomtown. Big, I've never been able to get tickets.
Neither have I. And literally it came through just as a quick job for one artist that was doing the opening stage.
Right, okay.
On the main stage. And we got to stay for the rest of it. And I'm like big drum and bass fan. So we went through to the catering afterwards. And then, I don't know if you know Goldie.
Yeah,
he came through.
Yeah.
And the guy that I was working with, he was so embarrassing. He was like, "Hello, mate." And I was like, oh, "You can't do that." And yeah, he just came straight over. And we ended up working for him for the festival and getting to know him and meeting up with him in London afterwards. It was really cool. Some of the artists that we've worked with have been, yeah, absolutely crazy. Some of the conversations as well. I've worked on a couple of feature films that have been just so much fun that, like, again, I just never thought would happen so early. Like, I never thought it happened at all, but just happened so early. For
yeah.
Me. It was just amazing.
It's crazy to think that if you maybe never picked up that camera right at the beginning, do you yeah. ever think, like, where would I be? That's sort of how I feel like this. I feel like I'm very at the beginning of my journey, but, like, if I just carried on working in those, like, 9-to-5 jobs, like, where would you be now?
For me, it all comes down to one conversation, actually, and I can always track it back to it. And I was living, weirdly enough, I was living with a rapper when I was a chef. Really weird combination.
I love that household already.
He was having a music video shot by this guy, the director of photography, and this is how I met him.
Right.
He just happened to be in my house one day.
Okay.
And I just went straight up to his manager and... because I heard that the manager was driving him back up to London afterwards. And I said, can you please make some big excuse up that you can't drive him back?
Yeah.
And I'll just get him straight in the car up to London. I just want a couple of hours to be able to chat to this guy.
Love
Save
that.
You a drive.
Yep.
But it could be really, really good for me.
Works both ways.
And that's
yep,
where
perfect.
We booked everything in. And that was literally the drive that changed everything. And if I hadn't put myself in that situation, then I'd have been working alone the whole time. And it was linking up with the other people that changed everything. So
yeah.
it literally was that conscious moment to I need to be in a car with him, and that's changed everything from that point.
Yeah, I do feel like in these industries it's a lot of put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And like I feel like it's meant to be. A lot of people say it's like who you know and what not what you know, but I feel that we can turn that around at this hustling and
this is it. Well, this is the only way to meet those people is to throw yourself just at everything. Like
yeah.
the amount of unpaid jobs that I took at the beginning as well, where I was like, I honestly see no way that anything good could come out of this. I'm not even interested in particularly in the concept. And then you get there and then suddenly you meet one person on the set who's got nothing to do with anyone else. And then they called you up 2 weeks later going, hi, I've got this mate that works for this company and they're looking for this kind of thing right
way,
now.
Yeah.
And you were just this really nice guy. And I don't know what you actually do, but do you know the person or are you the person? No, I'm actually the person. Wow. Okay. Again, just throwing yourself yeah. into conversations with people.
Did you do like runner jobs then? Something like that to get into it?
Kind of. So I was a camera trainee. So it's like being a runner, but in a very technical
yeah.
role, just on the camera department. But like I say, I came out of that very, very quickly. After that, I was straight into being an assistant, and everyone that I met through that, every cameraman that I've worked for on a number of projects afterwards. And it's just being as presentable and I guess sociable as possible whilst you're working and putting yourself into these things, that's what gets you remembered. I got hired by Island Records, part
yeah,
of Universal.
I've heard of them, yep.
They never saw a video that I'd shot.
I write.
They hired me to shoot videos for them.
How have you managed to wangle that?
Recommended by people who'd never seen my videos.
Oh my God.
But just,
you must be amazing.
It's just having chats. It's put yourself into conversations with people.
Yeah.
And I guess at some point I've given the impression that I know what I'm talking about as well. And it literally kind of came about like that. And then you obviously have to prove yourself afterwards if you get yourself... you sneak in through a door.
Mm.
But as long as you're willing to really work hard at it and show the energy... It was very early on at that stage as well, so there were projects where they didn't go quite as I was hoping they would, and nor did it go quite as the label was hoping. Mm. But they saw how hard I was working on it, and they had absolutely no problem with mistakes because of that.
Yeah.
As long as you've got the commitment and the right energy, you can make small mistakes. Not big ones, but small ones.
Yeah, do you feel that you're a bit of a perfectionist then?
Yes, 100%.
I feel like that's what I am, and that's what happened today. I was like, it's not perfect, so I'm off, but...
Yeah. It's something that you really have to learn to work out of your system as well, because being a perfectionist, the good thing is other people won't be a perfectionist for your stuff.
Yeah.
And at all, you're always your own biggest critic. So you've just got to listen to everyone else when they're telling you to keep on going and you're doing the right thing. And then when they give that good feedback, you really just got to take your ego out of that element in that moment. Otherwise, it really just brings your motivation down.
Mm, it's really nice to like hear someone who's actually like, hasn't just got into something through knowing someone, or like, oh, it was my friend's dad or someone, like just knowing someone, and you've gone in not knowing anyone and you've done it all yourself. Like, it's actually like really refreshing to hear.
There's such a problem at the moment where everybody is comparing. Everyone's looking at other people and saying, well, that person is success. And I'm not that person, so I'm not success. And it's the great thing about working in music for me. I work with people that have like social followings of like on each page of like 250,000 people or like more. And everyone kind of wants to be those people. They're idols for a lot of young people in our area. And
yeah,
I know them really intimately now. They're my really good friends. And you see how lonely they are. You see how isolated, and they've, living in this weird paradox where not only have they hit a point which they thought would make them happy because they thought that that was success based on seeing other people's lives. And they thought, well, this person must be happy, so when I get there, I'll be happy too, right?
And then you get
now there. They're there, they're oh even God. Unhappier because they've finally got to the cake and it tastes like dust. So there's something really wrong there. But it's then even more isolating that everyone's screaming at them, oh my God, you're so happy, you're so good, you've succeeded, you've got it, you've got everything.
And
you're like,
this
guy's depressed. Yeah. He's by himself. And it's really hard because how is he going to go out and make friends now as well? He goes out into a public space and everyone wants something from him. It's not just a conversation. So I feel much luckier sometimes. And then other times you see the amount of support they get and attention, and it's a whole different life. But this is it. We all have such different experiences of life, and no one's more successful than the other for that. I think it's just really important for people to know that.
That is the last interview on today's episode of Success. I think what these strangers have highlighted today is that, one, a stranger can reveal a lot of personal information. And very good advice, bearing in mind, these people are just minding their own business, going for a shop at the beach. They're just out and about in public, and out of nowhere, they've had a microphone pulled out on them. So I think that's the first thing it's highlighted. But secondly, it's okay to have your life goals and your idea of success change throughout different stages of your life. And I think that's the same for a lot of people. And to sort of not beat yourself up too much about it. But another thing that the strangers highlighted today, I think, is when you do know what your idea of success is, and it may seem so far away and so unreachable, but actually it's just to head straight for it. And I think it was Dynamo the magician once said, he said, obstacle is the way. I think that's the way to look at it. Everyone is going to have obstacles to reach their goals in life. And it's to sort of not let that put you off. And to sort of head straight for the challenge, because you will achieve it if you put your mind to it. To see more content and advice from the strangers that I meet along the way, make sure to follow Don't Be a Stranger podcast on Instagram and TikTok, and check out our website, don'tbeastranger.co.uk. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll catch you on next week's episode.
This has been an I Am Listening original podcast. For more information, head over to our website at im-listening.co.uk.